Shared lives. Shared lives offers short breaks and full-time placements. The short breaks and placements are in the homes of shared life carers in the community. The carers are all approved. Short breaks can be anything from an overnight stay, a weekend, or a couple of weeks. It depends on your needs and the needs of your family or carers. Full-time placements are when you move in with a shared lives carer permanently. Who is shared lives for? The service is for adults with a learning disability, older people, people with dementia, people with sight or hearing loss, or people with mental ill health. If you would like to access the service, you will need to have an assessment. This is to make sure it will meet your needs. Who provides shared lives? Shared lives is part of the Department of Adult Social Care Services. It is registered with the Care Quality Commission. How do I apply? You will need to be referred by the local area social work team, the community team for learning disabilities, or the community mental health team. This is because you will need a Care Act assessment from a social worker. Please contact the Independence Advice Hub on 01274 435 400 for more information and a referral. Is there a charge? Yes, this will be explained in more detail once we have received the referral. It depends on the sort of service you want to use and on the contribution policy. You will also need to take money with you each time you go stay with your shared lives carer. This is so you can buy something if you go out. What sort of people would I be staying with? All shared lives carers are fully checked and screened before becoming carers. They have an assessment from a social worker and then have regular reviews and support visits. They have to attend training and will be DBS checked. A DBS check is a way to check someone's criminal record. It helps to decide whether they are a suitable person to work with vulnerable adults or children. The shared lives worker will meet you and find out what sort of things you like doing. They will then try to match you up with someone who has similar interests and the right skills to support you. How do I decide if I want to go ahead? Once the shared lives scheme gets your referral assessment, a worker will come and meet you. They will find out a bit more about your hobbies and interests and what you want from a shared lives carer. We will then introduce you to someone we think you will get on with. If that doesn't work out, we can look for someone else. Shared Lives Bradford has been rated good in the 2016 Care Quality Commission inspection. Bradford Shared Lives Scheme supports people to enjoy their lives.